KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Let's take a look at high school state girls soccer championship action yesterday. In quarterfinal round playing Class 1A, Davenport Assumption topping Bishop Helen Catholic 4-0. It was Nevada over Wallard Catholic 1-0. Gilbert 3-2 over Trainer. And Des Moines Christian topping Columbus Catholic 3-0. In 2A quarterfinals, Waverly Shellrock 1-0 over Cedar Rapids Xavier. Number 5 seed Spencer beat North Polk 3-1. Dallas Center Grimes over Lewis Central 4-3. And it was Norwalk over North Scott 3-2. In Class 3A quarterfinals, Valley West Des Moines beating Muscatine 5-1. Ankeny Centennial 2-1 over Dowling Catholic. Ankeny defeating Pleasant Valley 1-0. And Waukee over Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 3-0. Semifinals set for today include, in Class 1A, Assumption playing Nevada and Gilbert facing Des Moines Christian this morning. This afternoon, Waverly Shellrock plays Spencer and Dallas Center Grimes will play Norwalk. And then later this afternoon, West Des Moines Valley playing Ankeny Centennial. Ankeny facing Waukee. The finals set for Friday. The Western Iowa Conference announced its all-conference soccer selections for both girls and boys yesterday. Girls' first team selections include Presley Arbaugh of Tri-Center, Lauren Austin of Missouri Valley, Ava Brenzel of Underwood, Cassidy Cunningham of Tri-Center, Jade Doffenbaugh of Tri-Center, Morgan Holtz of AHSTW, Alyssa Keller of Trainer, Georgia Paulson of Underwood, Marissa Ring of Tri-Center, Miranda Ring of Tri-Center, Peyton Scott of Trainer, and Clara Teagland, Trainer, also were first-team selections. Among the first-team picks on the boys' side, Nisio Adam was of Logan Magnolia, Sam Burmeister of Trainer, Jacob Downey of Logan Magnolia, Raiden Groby of AHSTW, Evan Honan of Underwood, Danny Kinsella of Trainer, Cole Lang of Missouri Valley, Keaton Mann of Trainer, Caden Manzer of Riverside, Grant Mead of Missouri Valley, Alex Murray of Missouri Valley, Caden Ogle of Underwood, and Thomas Schwartz of Trainer make up this year's first team. In high school softball play around the area last night, Atlantic had to go extras to come up a winner last evening in Hawkeye 10 conference play as they pick up an 11-7 win in 9 innings over Harlan last night. Also in Hawkeye 10 conference play, Creston over Clarinda 10-0. Glenwood beat Red Oak 5-4. Denison over Lewis Central 5-2. Kemper Catholic beating St. Albert by a score of 5-4. Also last night, in the Western Iowa Conference girls softball, AHSTW beat IKM Manning 13-1. Allie Myers with the four-inning complete game. Grace Porter topped the offense. She had a couple of hits, scored twice, and drove in one. And Allie Myers also drove in 3 runs last night. For Audubon, a 13-1 winner over Tri-Center last night. Jordan Porsche had a couple of doubles. She drove in 4 runs. Caitlin Nielsen had a couple of hits and 3 knocked in for the Wheelers last night as well. Logan Magnolia defeating Riverside by a final of 12-1. Trainer beat Missouri Valley 3-2. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Coon Rapids Bayard over Whiting 10-3. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Lenox beat Bedford 5-0. Mount Air over Nottoway Valley 12-9. Also in non-conference play last night, it was Griswold coming up a 16-6 winner over Southwest Valley. Anna Kelly, a double and a couple of singles, 6 knocked in and 3 scored for Griswold last night. McKenna Wichman had 3 hits, and Haley Pennick and Carly Milliken each had a couple of knocks last night for Griswold in that victory. Also, Earlham picked up an 8-5 win over Exira EHK. For the Spartans, Quinn Grubbs had a double and a single last night. Macy Emgarten had a couple of hits and knocked in a couple also in that contest last night. Fremont Mills beat Shenandoah 10-0. West Harrison 3-1 over Essex in girls softball. In boys baseball action last night, it was Harlan edging Atlantic by a final of 4-3 in Hawkeye 10 conference play. Alex Munson with 3 hits. He also tossed 7 innings, allowing just those 3 runs. Joey Moser and Cade Sears had a couple of hits last night as well for Harlan. Bodie Johnson, Colin Mullenix, Wyatt Redenbaugh all had hits last night for Atlantic in that loss. Also, it was Creston over Clarinda 6-2, Glenwood 20-5 over Red Oak. Lewis Central beating Denison Sleswig 14-0. St. Albert over Kemper Catholic by an 8-2 final last night. Western Iowa Conference play, AHSTW beats IKM Manning by a 3-2 final. Blake Holst had a couple of hits, including a double, and scored a run, as he also picked up the win in relief last night for the Vikings. Tri-Center defeating Audubon by a score of 19-4 last night, as Trent Koziel had 3 hits and 3 knocked in to help lead the way for the Trojans. Logan Magnolia beat Riverside by a final of 17-6. Evan Roden with three hits and three knocked in last night for the Logan Magnolia. Also, Trainer beat Missouri Valley by an 11-6 final. Pride of Iowa Conference play saw Lennox beat Bedford 15-5. Mount Air over Nottoway Valley 10-3. Also in non-conference play, Southwest Valley picking up an 18-8 win last night over Griswold as they scored 13 of their runs in their final three innings last night. Lane Mueller led Griswold. He had a couple of hits and three knocked in last night for the Tigers. Also, Earlham picked up a 7-5 win over Exira EHK. Shenandoah over Fremont Mills, 9-6. West Harrison beat Essex 15-1. East Mills over Whiting, 26-5 in boys baseball play last night. Major League Baseball, Cardinals lose again, 6 in a row now. 10-1 loss to the Indians last night. Also, the Royals lost their fourth straight, 8-1 last night to the Angels. Braves beat the Phillies 9-5, Dodgers over the Pirates 5-3, Orioles beat the Mets 10-3, the Astros 7-1 over the Red Sox, Brewers beat the Reds 5-1, Rays over the Nationals 3-1, Tigers beat the Mariners 5-3, Marlins over the Rockies 6-2, the Giants beat the Rangers 9-4, A's over the Diamondbacks 5-2, Cubs beat the Padres 7-1 last night. And Drake men's basketball team is looking for an assistant coach as assistant Larry Blunt has moved on to Oklahoma State. That was announced earlier this week. He was a former head coach in the National Basketball League of Canada. Drake was 26-5 last season, earning their first NCAA tournament berth in 13 years. That's Check of Sports here this hour. KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic.